From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I wanted to get in on that Aaron Rodgers talk. I think a big problem really is just the receivers.
I think a lot of it comes from that offensive line is just not as good. Those receivers are not the same guys they used to be.
Great quarterbacks still put up numbers and win games with mediocre receivers. In the past, I think he's helped them more than they've helped him. I think it's the offensive line and the fact that you start getting a guy beat up, it can change him in a hurry.
If Gronk plays, that totally changes my mind on what Jacoby Brissett would be able to do against the Texans.
Well, and I think part of the line movement could easily have been that Gronk was a limited participant in practice, and then the Ed Werder tweet that, oh, Garoppolo might play. If you have those two, then the Patriots should be favored by 4 or 5 points, in my opinion.
But honestly, to say the Texans are a much better team, I don't know that you can say that. I don't know how you can say that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of what you just heard there, all available at podcastarena.com, including me explaining the World Cup of Hockey at 520.
15 different times you explained it. is that overall or just today you've explained it?
Three times today, actually.
Okay.
But 15 times overall.
Okay.
But that's all right. That's all right.
It never gets old for you, does it?
Oh, it's old. It is. It is. And, yes, and then we also explained for the fifth time today that we don't have any opinions on any bets yet and get the people want.
And then people got mad about it.
Yeah. See, this is why I quit doing horse picks and was about to quit doing betting picks for people. And then I've changed my mind, but it's this kind of reaction that
you ain't got time for.
Yeah, I get it. It's just it's not all we do. It's part of what we do, but it's not all what we do.
Here's
a betting question. I don't mind answering. Since you always mention your computer or software to get your numbers, what software do you use? If it's your own, how hard is it for someone to put in time to create their own? Which stats do you look at for week-to-week research for football? I use it for college football specifically. It is a program that a friend of mine, who was the greatest gambler I ever knew, he had some ideas for it. We put it together. It takes a sagger in numbers. It takes a weighted home field advantage. So basically, Ohio State's home field advantage is worth a lot more than Rice's home field advantage. In some cases, like Rice will be a negative, just depending on the opponent. So it takes into account that. And then it takes into account injuries and cluster injuries, which RJ Bell always talks about. And then it spits out a number on what the line should be based on all that. And it's not for sale. It's not something that, you know, it's just mine and his. That was the agreement. But anybody can set something up like that. And I think the Sagarins are the best starting point. That's why I'll always pick up a USA Today and just double check the Sagarins and make sure that they're, you know, there's not something way off. Because one thing I found is that Sagarin way overrates bad Big Ten teams. And so those numbers tend to get skewered. So every now and then you'll see one that's way out of line. So, yeah, it's something anybody can create. And if you – and I highly recommend doing something like that. And just use it as another tool. That's why it's not the be-all and end-all, because last week it spit out Kansas should cover against Memphis. And I put that on my website and said there's no way in hell I'd ever bet Kansas.
Right.
And it also spit out Missouri, though, as covering, and that's a team that I don't really trust either, and they covered. So that's it.
Okay.
But no. So he says all of Fred's NCAA computer picks were correct last week, right? No, there were two wrong ones. The computer was 5-2 last week on colleges, and then I was 101 on the pros. No, 011, excuse me, wrong on the Saints, and at the last minute, I got 7 on the Dolphins and hit that. And I almost consider that a loss, because there's no way in hell they would have covered if Garoppolo hadn't gotten hurt. And the Dolphins will not ever get another dollar of mine.
You're done with them?
Yes, pretty much. Well, they do play the Browns this week. All right. I see you scrawling over there. You finished yet? You notice
I'm finished.
I've been vamping there.
No, I'm finished.
okay, so Here are our college top 25. I guarantee you I have two teams near the bottom here that there's no way you have. At 25 and 24.
Okay.
Well, one of them you might have. The other one you won't.
Okay, let's hear them.
Number 25, I have South Florida.
No, I don't have them.
I have the Bulls sneaking in at 25.
All right.
And so who do you have at 25?
I have West Virginia at 25.
Okay. I have Boise State at 24. Another team you wouldn't have.
I have San Diego State at 24.
Can't believe you have them so low.
I thought about having them higher, but I think it's going to take a couple more wins before I bump them up. Or a couple of other teams ahead of them losing.
I have Utah at 23.
I have Texas at 23. I have Utah at 22.
I have San Diego State at 22 and Texas at 21.
TCU at 21 for me.
Yeah, TCU just missed the cut for me. Nebraska is at 20.
Ooh, I have LSU at 20.
Okay.
I almost feel like I still have LSU too high.
I feel like I have LSU too high also, but I think that'll take care of itself. I have 19 Florida.
Baylor at 19 for me.
18 LSU.
18 Miami.
I have Miami and Baylor way up there. Arkansas is at 17.
I have Nebraska at 17.
I have Florida State at 16.
Arkansas at 16.
I have Baylor at 15.
Florida State at 15.
I have Miami at 14.
I've got Florida at 14.
I have Tennessee at 13.
I got Aggie at 13.
And I'm getting to the point now where a lot of these teams that I have here, I don't think they're going to stay there. Like Georgia at 12. I'm just not impressed with Georgia.
I have Wisconsin at 12.
I have Wisconsin at 11.
I have Tennessee at 11 and Georgia at 10.
I have Aggie at 10. I feel like they've earned that based on UCLA and Auburn. But, from 9 down, because Washington I like. All these other teams, I think they're going to lose. 9, I have Washington.
I have Stanford at 9.
We're going to talk about Stanford because you've always had them higher than I have, and I moved them up this week.
Yeah, I did not.
I have Michigan State at 8.
I have UH at 8.
Stanford at 7.
Washington at 7.
I have Clemson at 6.
I do too.
Houston at 5.
I have Michigan State at 5.
I have Michigan 4.
Louisville 4.
Louisville 3.
Michigan 3.
And then Ohio State, Alabama.
Yeah, same.
But I actually thought that was now maybe USC's garbage. And I think Stanford will get a good test with UCLA this week. But that team is starting to impress me. And I felt like they've earned it. Michigan State, that was a nice win. But now I'm into that. Okay, maybe Notre Dame was as overrated as I thought they were at the beginning of the season. So that makes Texas' win look less impressive. That makes Michigan State's win look less impressive. But they'll have plenty. So the thing like Michigan State, they're going to have plenty of chances to move up if they can beat Michigan or Ohio State. I think Louisville, to me, looks like the third best team in America right now. And the only reason I put them ahead of Michigan is I haven't seen Michigan play anybody yet. Colorado was okay.
Right.
But I haven't seen them go and just whack the hell out of a good team the way Louisville did.
No, that's fair.
So I think that's the most impressive performance I've seen all year.
I do too.
And I wanted to put them ahead.
For me to have them at 4, I think.
Yeah, but I wanted to put them ahead of Ohio State, but I couldn't because Ohio State was pretty impressive in what it did to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Now, if you notice, I did not have Oklahoma or Ole Miss in my top 25.
Neither did I.
You've got two losses at this point. I don't care if you lost to the second and third best team in the country. You don't deserve to be in the rankings. So... there you go. Not too far off.
Yeah, it's hard for me. No matter what your preseason expectation was, Ole Miss and Oklahoma specifically. Ole Miss, it's tough. I mean, you lose to Alabama. You have to decide how much you want to penalize when you're doing these rankings because Ole Miss literally lost to two of the best teams in the country, Florida State and Alabama. But that means they have one win, and it was against Wofford.
Right.
And to be fair, I mean, hell, Ole Miss looked good against both those good teams. And I think by the end of the season, they'll probably be back in the top 25. But right now, And Ole Miss gets Georgia this weekend. It's not gonna be easy.
Yeah, I think that's where Georgia's living on the edge comes to an end. Are you doing your rankings from scratch every week or using your rankings from last week?
I'm using my rankings from last week.
I use them, but if somebody, for instance, A&M has an impressive win, Louisville has an impressive win, I'm not afraid to jump them way up. So, 832 says, does Ohio State get credit for the win over OU? If so, why is that considered a knock on UH that OU isn't meeting expectations? OU is not meeting expectations because they went in as the national championship favorite. They should have beaten one of those two teams. So yeah, I'm giving Ohio State credit for going on the road and beating them, but I'm also giving Houston credit for beating them.
Yeah, I mean, and, if UH didn't have that win over Oklahoma, do you think people would be talking about them as a top 10 team, no, top 5 team in some instances? I don't think so.
No, so it's still, to me, it's still very...
I don't think Oklahoma's good, but you still have to, for especially for UH, that's a big win.
J.D. Mark asks, is North Dakota State ever going to get ranked? They came very close in the actual poll. I think they were 28th, but they don't play anybody else the rest of the year, so I don't see much of a chance of that happening. But they came as close to anybody as being the first FCS school to ever get ranked. So,
all right, guys, I got to tell you about DraftKings one more time today. At DraftKings.com, you don't have to come in first place to win money. Absolutely not. The player who finished 800th in Week 1's biggest fantasy football contest, that dude made $100. He finished in 800th place. You do that in your yearly league, your year-long league, you're not winning anything. In fact, you probably have to get a tattoo on your face. Guys, this weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football, and one-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. You play when you want, with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your team, follow the action live. It's simple. You can play with friends and family or play with total strangers, whatever you like to do. Whatever your level of fantasy expertise, DraftKings has something for you. Don't wait. Go to DraftKings.com now. Choose your players for this weekend's contest. Enter promo code Houston and play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code Houston to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. It's only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. That website, DraftKings.com.
Giving an offering. A fold of sheep. The wolf's got mail. It's for teeth.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
In for the Aggie Coaches Show with Kevin Sumlin tonight at 7 o'clock. Sports!
John, I'm not even sure what to do with this story you sent me. I almost...
Did you read it to AJ?
I did not read it to
AJ. I want
to
get his, like, organic reaction.
I think I'd kind of like for you to tell the story. I really do. I think it'd be funnier.
Okay, I gotta pull it back
up.
Okay,
because he sent me the story and I looked at it and I'm like...
So this is the headline. Cancer survivor found she was breaking wind through her vagina after surgeons wrongly connected it to her colon. Ugh. So a cancer survivor
is... Can you
imagine
the stench? I mean, what guy wants to deal with that?
That's awful. It was just, yeah.
Yeah, so a cancer survivor is planning to sue a hospital after its surgeon wrongly connected her colon to her vagina, prompting her... to regularly break wind. Yasminka Velikovska was undergoing cancer treatment at the September 8th hospital in the Macedonian capital Skopje 3 years ago. The hospital agreed to pay her 25,000, basically 25,000 pounds in compensation following the badly botched surgeries. And then there's
25,000. She needs a better lawyer.
Yeah, I think that's pounds. That
still.
Little, so there's X-rays of her colon being connected to her vagina. And then the story continues. However, the hospital has refused to pay the entire amount, forcing her to appear on national television where she explained her embarrassing condition. So basically, she is farting through her vagina.
Ugh. I'm just curious why you felt the need to share that with us, Sean.
I don't know. I came across this and I was like, this. And this was like
your reaction from it. You clearly wanted us to do that story, and I'm kind of, you know, I'll let you do it.
Well, this was kind of like right when you were doing the gem of the day, and I kind of found the story, and yeah, maybe we could have saved this for a gem of the day.
No, we couldn't have. That is not a gem of the day. It's not gym of the day material.
Sort of.
That is like 6:20 in the evening material is what that is. Yeah, okay. That's Okay. I have nothing to add to that other than were her doctors drunk? It's got to be, right? Dudes were partying. They
connected the wrong tubes, apparently.
Well, I don't know enough about anatomy, and nor do I really care enough to go study anatomy in that area of the body, but I find it hard to believe that you would confuse those things.
Yeah, so she says that they have not paid 8,600 pounds of her payment.
That seems low. If somebody...
And it is pounds. So it was like 25,700 pounds was the amount.
She better call Saul. She needed more money than that for that.
And apparently she's unhappy with the hospital's excuses and said that if they do not pay up soon, her family is going to sue the hospital.
One person says, I'm with John. That story is too sexy to ignore, but everybody else wants to know, did she poo out of it as well?
Does not say. I'm guessing if she farts out of it, then some fecal matter could get into her vagina.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
This is the worst story you've ever brought to the show.
Yeah, this is vile.
Yeah,
even for me, I find this gross.
Yeah, I know, I do too. This is
I have a pretty high grossed out.
You have a higher threshold than I do, and if you're grossed out,
I would have figured you guys would have enjoyed that.
No, I don't like that.
No,
I feel bad for that woman.
Plus, yeah, poor cancer. She just cancered it first off. Then the doctors screw this up, and now she's got to go around telling people this.
She had butt cancer. That's how it started.
Yeah, there was some growth in her colon, I guess, and then they were trying to remove it, and then they tied her colon to her vagina.
Ugh.
And Fred, your brother said after all the episodes of the Blitz, I have finally crossed the line.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, I don't even know where to go from here, AJ.
I don't either. You've killed the show, John. Thanks. Talking about poop vaginas.
Cody Kessler's going to start for the Browns in week 3.
Yeah.
See, speaking of poop.
Yeah, even Brown sounds wrong now. Yep. Don't know where to go. I really don't. We need some guidance, John. What the hell to do with the show now? I got the next NFL coach to get fired. Woo, that sounds exciting. It's not quite poo.
Yeah. That really did kind of kill the momentum we had, Fred. I'm not going to lie. Because, what do you say to that?
Yeah, I have no response to it. And then what story do you do next? I mean, I have no clue.
I apologize.
Well, that doesn't do us any good.
No. It doesn't tell us where to go with the show. Ugh. Anybody want to talk about betting games on Tuesday now?
I wish you could have said something about, I wish you could have told this story at the very end of a segment. So we could have a break to figure out what to do next.
Yeah. Yeah, because, oh, well, we'll figure it out. 281 says, y'all need to explore the internet more. There are much worse things. Well, guess what? I don't want to see them. If there's worse than that. Hey, look how long it took me to see the Shake That Bear video.
Shake That Bear.
It's true.
So, just because it's there doesn't mean you need to see it.
Frank calls it Poogina.
You're not helping.
No. No, we're trying to move on here slowly. We're trying to regroup, figure out a way to salvage what's left of the show.
Lamont, maybe he's got the right idea. He just starts talking about the weather. What are the odds we'll get a cool front before October?
Before October? We're down to what? 10 days?
Yeah.
Cool front means a low in the 50s, he says. I'm going to go 2%.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I noticed there's a front and a high pressure coming this way, but it's not going to get all the way here. And Santos, you don't help. I bet someone listening is turned on by that. That doesn't help.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that either.
No, I don't want to know that person. Oh, man.
Oh, well. Well, that's, I thought we were doing a good episode. Things have gone downhill.
Mm. I just figured that was down our alley.
Well, I don't know what you think our alley is. That's what's confusing to me.
I'm weird stories like this.
Well, yeah, but there's weird, and then there's just... Yeah.
All right, now I know. Now I know.
So Shake That Bear is okay. Poo Vagina not. That's your standard. You've got it now.
Well, and also, we've got like... Vagina is one of the one beautiful things in this world.
I know.
You're ruining it.
I know. I think this is more of a personal thing for what he's done to the vagina for me.
Oh, well. We'll survive it. We'll come back strong, I think, at 6:30.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll do our best. And maybe people will just forget that happened.
Yeah. In fact, can we not even put that on the... Oh, I guess it has to go on the podcast. So, and some of the stuff that people are saying on the text line, it's hilarious. I can't read any of it. Mike says, I bet the doctor bet his buddy he could do it. Wonder if he bet him $27,000 or euros or whatever.
That's what he needs.
All right. Well, we'll come back with something. I have no idea what it'll be. It'll probably be, well, I won't say it'll be a letdown after that. It'll just be a change.
Okay.
Well, we can't go any lower than this.
Yeah, I'm okay with change right now.
Yeah? All right, we'll figure something out. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No one says the only thing that would have saved that story was a dirt-free carpet cleaning segment.
Yeah, nothing could have saved that. I gotta be honest.
Yeah. All right. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Travis. What's up, Travis?
Hey, sports do you guys. What are you all getting on John for, man? That story just puts a whole new perspective on the stinky pinky test.
All right. Thanks for the call.
No. No. It doesn't. Yeah. So that's what it's going to be here, huh?
I feel like that call could have been screened better.
Yep. I think so.
Oh, boy. So, how about that Angelina and Brad thing?
Yeah. Huh? It's a shame.
Yeah, damn shame. Damn shame.
Yeah, who do you think does better?
Brad.
Yeah.
I think Angelina's a little she's a little off.
She's
probably very difficult to live with.
I'm guessing, especially because whoever she winds up with, she'll probably want to adopt 12 more kids.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah. That's pretty much all I got.
Okay.
I got nothing. Yeah. Because that's all people want to talk about is John's story. Well, it's just...
We have to figure out a way to avoid it.
Yeah. I got coaches getting fired. Ugh. That's... All right, Tim Tebow. Let's do something wholesome. Wholesome and sweet and believable and not a publicity stunt at all.
Okay.
No, okay, never mind. That doesn't work either. Oh, man.
Well, I thought maybe the break would fix things, but it really didn't.
No.
Because now all I can think about is...
I know. And...
That's really gross. She should sue them.
Yeah, she should. She should get a lot more than...
Whatever those pounds are, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
She should get dollars.
See, now I get some of our medical people telling us stuff that has happened very similar that they've been around. I don't need all this. I don't need all this, guys.
I can't even believe that can really happen.
Oh, one of them's telling me about when they sew people up with stuff in them all the time.
Ugh.
So, well.
Did you see the ACC, what their issue is? Like, basically, they're going to have a privately contracted company determine which team will play for the league title if Louisville, Clemson, and Florida State finish in a three-way tie in the Atlantic Division.
I did not see that.
they have partnered with Sports Source Analytics. It's the same company that provides stats to the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. And this particular ranking is a team rating score metric. It's not even given to the committee members. And it's not free to the public like the former BCS standings, which used to be the way they'd break ties. The highest ranked team in the team rating score metric would win the Atlantic Division. And Sports Source Analytics would permit the ACC to release the ranking of the teams in the conference in the event it's required to break a tie. So they're already looking ahead to the possibility of a three-way tie, which that's what happens when you've got three good teams in your conference and they all play in the same division.
Right.
But
honestly, though, after what I saw happen to Florida State, I'll be surprised if they don't lose another game down the road somewhere. Probably to Clemson.
Well, with what I've seen of Clemson, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Clemson lost multiple games. But I guess at least they're planning ahead.
Yeah. I mean, now's the time to do it. You don't want to get caught where you go, hey, you know, what do you do here? I mean, that's the thing. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I don't know if these are more or less useless than the AP poll, but everybody does their NFL rankings on Tuesday. And I just want to say, I'm glad USA Today finally put the Jaguars where they belong. Up until this week, they had them 17th in the league.
That's a little high.
That's way too high. And people were buying into that Jaguar thing, man. Well, now they're at 29th.
That might be low.
Yeah? Well, if you hear the teams in front of them, I don't know. The teams behind them, your Chicago Bears.
Fair.
Buffalo Bills.
Fair.
And the Browns at 32.
See, I don't care that they won a game. You can't convince me the 49ers aren't one of the four or five worst teams in the league.
Rams, too. But they're at 49ers are 25, Rams are 26. Saints, 27, Redskins, 28, Jaguars, 29. Your Colts are 23.
That's strange.
Seems low to me, but they're 0-2. And yeah, they're ahead of two 1-1 teams.
I feel like they're taking a lot of record into account on this because,
yeah.
Do you really think that, do you really think the 49ers are better than the Bills? I don't.
No.
Where do you think the Titans really fall? The Titans aren't one of the worst teams.
Yeah, let's see where they have they have the Titans at 19.
Oh, come on.
That's too high.
Come on.
Okay, this is silly because look who they have them ahead of. The Lions, who they just beat. Okay, I'll grant you that. The Cowboys at 21. Titans really better than the Cowboys? Are the Titans really one spot behind Oakland?
Yeah.
San Diego's 22, by the way. And then Falcons are 17, Buccaneers 16, Chiefs 15, Jets 14, Ravens 13, Eagles 12. And do I think the 2-0 Eagles are better than some of these teams behind them?
Probably not.
Seahawks. But
they're 2-0.
Seahawks are 1-1. But there's three. Wow. In your top 10, there's four 1-1 teams.
Okay. Who are they?
Well, we'll go 11. You have a 1-1 team, the Seahawks. 10 is the Giants at 2-0.
Okay.
9, the Bengals at 1-1. I would put them lower. Packers 8 at 1-1.
Well, I'd have them lower.
Texans 7 at 2-0.
Okay.
Panthers 6, 1-1. Think that's fair. Cardinals 5 at 1-1.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's fine having those teams there because the teams ahead of them that beat them are up pretty high. So they have Vikings at 4.
That might be too high for me, especially knowing what I know.
Well, if Sam Bradford goes out there and plays the game of his life again.
Yeah.
Denver is 3. Probably fair the way they play, but two home games. We'll see what happens when they get out on the road.
But two home games against pretty good opponents,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, against very good opponents. Patriots at 2 and the Steelers at 1.
Okay, those are fair.
Yeah, it's just kind of at the bottom where it's wonky. But I don't really have a problem with the top 10. I think I might drop the Bengals and Packers a little bit. I might move the Giants up a little. But it's hard for me to say, oh, let's move the Seahawks up. And after
watching the Seahawks aren't that good. I mean, this they.
See, and I thought the Chiefs were pretty good, and the Texans handled them well. So I either have to rank the Texans higher, or say, yeah, maybe. And sometimes you just have a bad day, but we shall see.
Yeah. Well, the Chiefs offensively look pretty awful, but yeah, I don't know. It's tough to tell this early in the season who's really good and who's not. We really don't have that much information, but from the things I've watched, like. I picked Seattle to win the Super Bowl before the season started. After watching them for two games, I don't think they're very good. And a lot of it has having to do with Russell Wilson's health, but they just don't look like a good team. Same with the Packers. You know, I know the Packers were the preseason expectation was high for them, but
see teams like that though, I don't worry too much about because yeah, like Seahawks started 0-2 last year and still had a pretty good season. They can turn it around and improve and fix things. Good coaching staffs with good players and good depth fix things as they go and team gets better.
Yeah.
So I'm not as worried about them as of right now, though I wouldn't rank them there. And I still think the Cowboys are the biggest wild card of the whole group because depending on how long Romo's out, if they can just they can hang around 500 till they get Romo back,
yeah.
I think it's a team to keep an eye on. They're better than 21 on this list. 713-780-ESPN. Your number 713-780-3776. And we come back, we'll have a Hey Man Bleep That, which I just realized I used mine at the beginning of the show. So I'll have to come up with something else real quick.
We'll figure something out.
I'm sure I will. I'm still recovering.
All right, guys, got to tell you what's going on at Kima Boardwalk. This Saturday, September 24th, the Kima Boardwalk Craft Beer Festival is happening, and it is going to be a great time. 24 breweries are going to be there, a bunch of locals, including Eighth Wonder, St. Arnold, Southern Star, Carbach. They're all going to be out there. A bunch of nationals as well, Bear Republic, the Rogue Ales is going to be there, Sam Adams is going to be there, Ballast Point, bunch of great beer out there. Over 72 different craft beers going to be available to sample. And tickets are $44.95 in advance. You can buy them online at KimaBeerFest.com. Military, you guys get in for $39.95 on site. And your ticket not only includes all the beer samples, all over 72 beer samples, it includes giveaways, beer brats, and live music from the Fabulous Thunderbirds and the Slags, a couple of good bands out there playing for you while you drink all that good beer. Check it out, KimaBeerFest.com. You can get the tickets there. Check out the breweries that are going to be out there and the beers. And again, you'll get more information on those bands as well. It's the Kima Boardwalk Craft Beer Festival this Saturday, September 24th, out on the Kima Boardwalk, KimaBeerFest.com.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Thursday, we will broadcast live from Baybrook Mall. Join us on the lawn in the new outdoor mall add-on of Baybrook Mall. Bring blankets, chairs, snacks, and non-alcoholic beverages, and get ready to catch Thursday night football on the big screen when the Texans take on the Patriots. And we're giving away great prizes every 30 minutes. Make sure to swing by the ESPN tent to enter to win mall gift cards, ESPN swag, tickets, and more.
Thank you, Fred.
Yeah.
You did a good job on that, Reed.
Thank you. I'm distracted. I saw non-alcohol on there. That kind of stopped me a little bit.
Threw you off.
Yeah. All right. So we do have something to give away here for Hey Man Bleep That, so we need to get you guys lined up, which somehow I've already lost the giveaway. It's got to be in here somewhere.
Great.
All right. Callers 10, 11, and 12. It's two tickets to that Whiskeys of the World thing. I'll get the read and do the official thing here And you'll have to hold on. We'll assign you somebody. Here we go. Here it is. Win two tickets to the second annual Whiskies of the World Houston at the Hyatt Regency Downtown, October 1st, featuring hundreds of whiskeys, food, whiskey seminars, and cigar and whiskey pairings. Tickets must be bought in advance. Listen, log on to whiskeysoftheworld.com to purchase them now. So we'll get you on hold, and we'll assign you someone. So it'll go in order, and we'll go AJ, Jong, me this week. So whoever's first, you get AJ. Whoever's second, you get Jong. Whoever's third, you get me.
All right. Have you ever had a roommate of the opposite sex that you were not having relations with, like just a total friend type situation, or just even a not even a friend, just someone who lives with you?
Yes.
Did you ever have sex with that person?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a drunk thing.
Yeah. Well, a Sharon Henry, who's 61 years old, decided that she wanted to have sex with her roommate. He stood his ground and said no. And he paid the price. She stabbed him in the chest with a knife. Now, I'm going to give you a picture, and I'm going to let you decide if you would rather have sex with her or get stabbed in the chest with a knife.
Okay. I'd rather get stabbed in the chest with a knife.
I think I would, too. I think that's it's a tough call, but I would take the stabbing. Listen, all this raping going on out there, this is the world we're in now. All the sexual assaults have got to stop. And that includes stabbing people who don't want to have sex with you. The road goes both ways. If you can't get it consensually, just take no for an answer. Go find it somewhere else. And to chest stabbing for not having sex with someone, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
My turn?
Yes, although can I just, as an addendum, mention that...
I'm not going to do any poop thing.
No, but okay. The roommate was not... She didn't look like that. Okay. She was actually pretty cute. It was just one of those things where we just decided that wasn't happening, and it never really did. And then one night we got out and went drunk, and then that ended the roommate thing. You just can't really live with somebody that, unless you're... Anyway, go ahead, John.
So, mine's sports-related. We all knew that when a Major League Baseball team signed Tim Tebow, that they were going to make quite a bit of coin in their minor league system, selling tickets and whatnot, some memorabilia, Tebow memorabilia. But did you guys see what the Mets are doing with his jersey?
I did see that.
They're selling that thing for $120 a pop online and at wherever he's, you know, taking these drills, base running drills, batting practice and whatnot.
Port St. Lucie, I think.
Yeah. I don't understand how you can sell Tim Tebow jerseys for $120 a pop when he hasn't won. I guess I could almost guarantee you.
The Jets did it.
Well, I guess the Patriots did it. But,
yeah.
But he played football.
Well, it's true. Well, he's playing baseball now.
He hasn't taken one single at-bat in the major leagues, and they're selling his jersey for $120 a pop. And I just feel that that's a little ridiculous, and I don't know. I don't understand it, but I guess it, you know, whatever makes them money. But to that, I say, and to the people that buy these jerseys, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
John, they believe in him as a person. It's not a sports thing. He has his little worshipers. And actually, he did a cool thing going to the Philippines and, you know, doing charity work. That was nice of him. I think that's worth buying a jersey. Mets talking about when they sign him for $100,000 that, oh no, we're not looking to make money off this. Yeah, they'll make that $100,000 back in no time flat. All right, well, I was going to do, and I wound up doing it the first of the show because I was irritated by it. I was going to do the woman stealing my crap out of the laundry. And then I was going to kind of get on Jong about the poo story, but I don't want to bring that back up. So I'm going to go with a backup here,
okay.
Which is, remember about a year ago, I said, you know what? I'm in financially good enough shape that I never have to go to Walmart again.
Yeah.
And I haven't been since.
Good for you.
Until today.
Oh, no.
And I wanted to go get NHL 17, but I also needed a new computer bag because I got a new computer and I wanted something that would protect it. And I kind of thought, well, where should I go? I can get both.
It's called Amazon.com.
Well, I didn't want to wait for it. I didn't want to wait another day. I wanted
it's
to play
Amazon now.
Well, I wanted to play NHL 17 today, which
you could have.
I didn't get a chance to because of the other thing I was going to rant about. So I go, and First, there's an old guy screaming at the greeter and just making no sense, just incoherent screaming. And I'm like, okay, that's the first thing I see. The next thing I see, I'm walking down the aisle, and there's this woman in one of those motorized things who probably doesn't need to be in the motorized thing. She's just lazy, going like 2 miles an hour right in front of me and will not move. To the point where I had to go around to another aisle just to avoid her.
Did you have sex with her?
God, no. She looked like that woman you showed me.
Did you have sex with her?
I let her look at it. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is I will not ever go to Walmart again. Do not ever let me go to Walmart again. Punch me in the face if I go
I'm
to Walmart
to tell
again.
You, I'm against that.
And to Walmart, to you, I say, hey, man, f*** that. All right. Somehow we have four people on hold for three games here. How did that work?
Well, actually, I think Roy was a previous
guy. Oh, okay. So we got Matt, Steve, and Derek. So Matt gets AJ, Steve gets John, Derek gets me. Tyler, who is the winner?
AJ's won enough this weekend, Fred. I don't like Walmart.
All right, Derek, congratulations. You win. All right. Yeah, AJ had a good athletic weekend. I had a terrible one, so.
Did you finished, right?
I finished, but it was embarrassing. I blogged about it the other day. I'm not mentioning it again. I'm going back out there Sunday, though. I'm going to kick ass.
Okay.
The one at UH. I'm going to be back. I promise you.
What time is that?
I think it's like 7:30, and it's supposed to be. Well, but it's supposed to be like, I think it's supposed to be 75 degrees.
Oh, okay.
So shouldn't That's be decent. All that bad. Yeah. Yeah. It won't be like last week. So hopefully. But all right, guys. I got to tell you, for those of you who want to get your bets in today, you know where to go. My bookie.
Or if you want to wait till Thursday or Friday to get them in.
That's okay, too. Either way. But if you want to get signed up, now's the time to do it. Because MyBookie, you don't have to wait weeks to collect your cash. Thousands of online players are making the switch. MyBookie.lv is the industry-leading website. Real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time. And, of course, fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. And that's the other thing. They've got great customer service. I had a listener ask me a question. They got right in touch with them and helped them out. And for my friends who like horse racing, they have a full race book with track odds and every track bet. So they got you covered. And I like to sit there and play horses and sports all weekend, and I do it on MyBookie. And right now, you can join and get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar up to $1,000. And you can get an extra 10% bonus when you sign up and deposit in the next 30 minutes. Just use promo code FRED to activate the offer. That's promo code FRED. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Ditch your bookie. Check out MyBookie, MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.